It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 19th, 2018. The history of many of the world's great cities has often been marred by great fires, such as the one in London in 1666 and the one in Chicago in 1871. On this date in 1904, a large section of downtown Toronto, Ontario, Canada, was destroyed in the second such fire in that city's history. The 1904 fire was first spotted at 8:04 p.m. by a Toronto police constable on his regular street patrol. The flames were rising from the elevator shaft of the E&S Curry Limited's neckwear factory at 58 Wellington Street West, just west of Bay Street near the center of a large industrial and commercial area. The exact cause of the fire was never determined, but a faulty heating stove or an electrical problem were suspected. With 17 fire stations alerted, two engine companies and one hose company, 9 hours passed before the fire was brought under control. The glow of the fire could be seen for many miles in all directions, and firefighters from cities as far away as Hamilton, Ontario, and Buffalo, New York, came to Toronto's aid. The temperature that night was approximately 25 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour winds and snow flurries. The fire destroyed more than 100 buildings. Damage on Wellington Street and Yonge Street was limited because one of the buildings, the Kilgore Brothers factory, had a sprinkler system fed by water tanks on the roof, which prevented the fire from spreading in that direction. The Toronto fire claimed one victim, John Croft, an explosives expert who was clearing the ruins from the fire. It caused damage of more than $10 million and put 5,000 people out of work. As a result of the fire, more stringent safety laws were introduced and an expansion of the city's fire department was undertaken. The blaze remains the largest fire ever to have occurred in Toronto. A previous one on April 7, 1849 in the St. Lawrence Market area consumed several city blocks when the city was much smaller and many more structures were made of wood. Another fire disaster, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City on March 25, 1911, was the deadliest industrial disaster in the history of that city and one of the deadliest in U.S. history. The fire caused the deaths of 146 garment workers, 123 women and 23 men, who died from fire, smoke inhalation, or falling or jumping to their deaths. The factory was located in the 8th, 9th, and 10th floors of the Osh Building, at 23-29 Washington Place in Greenwich Village. The 1901 building still stands and is part of New York University. Because the owners had locked the doors to the stairwells and exits, a then common practice to prevent workers from taking unauthorized breaks and to reduce theft, many of the employees who could not escape from the burning building jumped from the high windows. Like the fire in Toronto in 1904, the New York tragedy led to legislation requiring improved factory safety standards and helped spur the growth of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, which fought successfully for better working conditions. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 19th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.